Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? Little YDBT Daily coming back at you after one day off of this channel, but I was on last night. It was nice to see the other channel getting over 120 live viewers for such a small channel on the dating channel. I think that's a winner. I think Wednesday night is definitely a winner, and I'm going to do that going forward. I think it'll be a good time. If you're not a member of the other channel, you know what to do. Get over there, become a member of that dating, not a member, subscribe to the dating channel. I'm not asking for shit over there. We're just talking shit about girls half the time. As always, we say hi and thank you to the Parts Farm. I think your bills do, and this is your first warning. And two out of solutions who's paid up this month, so we're gonna see who is the final who's the strongest man standing after it's all said and done. Today we're gonna talk about facts don't give a shit about your feelings, man. Facts don't care about your feelings. 9 times out of 10, actually let's say 10 out of 10. See, we here at Lund Racing come across so many different combos. We come across the injectors, MAFs, MAF placement, setup, gear ratios, converter, combinations that work, that simply work. And when you, as a customer, want to go outside of that norm, you want to go beyond the realm, you want to go away from what we know works, okay? You might have to eventually be told, hey, that setup sucks, and you might not get the results you think you want. So a lot of people go, wait a minute, and then they start to justify that their setup should work because it worked on completely different combos. People use examples that have nothing to do with anything to justify their argument. How many times have you seen a push rod versus overhead cam valve argument? And some cocksucker puts up a picture of a Top Fuel funny car and go, oh yeah, push rods suck. I'm like, are you insane? So we have gotten a lot of people that go outside of what we know works, and we simply try to educate you. But when we say something, it's backed up by data, verifiable, useful data. Before I get way into it, say hi to the people here. Then we'll tell you what something that happened today and has happened a lot. It just reminded me of something to talk about, that facts don't give two shits about your feelings. They just don't, especially when it comes to setting up your car. Andy Ali is the first guy that says hello. Douche did it. Gallo Bravo, 2000 MCR. We got Andy Ali again. TR301, Eliza's S550. Andy Ali with FLKA all day, every day. I will always read FLKA when it comes up. Wesley Stewart, 508 Josh, RoboStyle, TJ Sikorsky, Twin Force Fusion. Second Shift Racing in the house. Alex Shapiro, Cobby Coyote, Bondo Bird, Yo, must have gotten a new shipment of totally not made in China cast parts that he has to machine. Diego Flores, TBE King, Cobby again, Diego Flores again, AJ, JD Swag, Mike Rodriguez, Jose Flores, Angel Barrico, Tracy Miller, Ray Ray, Jeremiah Rivera, Stock as Fuck, Mike Rodriguez, Dustin's Custom, Stock as Fuck, Matt, 2011 GT, Pito Chiquito, Sup Sippy, Cluster BM. I love the video that JD Swag sent me the other day where two Indian taxi driver, they're arguing about maybe the guy cut him off or something. And one guy goes, everybody fuck your mother. Everybody fuck your mother. And he goes like this. I got to use that as a sound clip when I get to it eventually. Alex Vallejo, C. Evans, Chris Romero, 5.0 Chris. Let's get all the way down to the bottom. We got Angel, Jeff Sharp, Kat. Inanchanda, holy crap, Lemoyne Norman. Sorry if I fucked up that name. Rape Dave, Macho Matt, Caddy V. We got Daniel, Smudgy Skills, Paul Saxon, the Hot Sauce GT350 with the BMR catalog in his car. Oh, I know the shit you got going on in that car. So let's say, and I'm going to give you guys a very, very generic example, because what happens every time I bring up an example of something that happened in the ticket system, someone gets salty. I can't believe you talked about me on the channel, Alex. Meanwhile, there's 40 of you. You're not special. You're not special. Okay. 10,000 people do the same thing. They ask questions. And when we give you answers, now look, 9 times out of 10, my job as a tuner is to tune your combo. If I or Junior or Brandon or Dakota or Nardi go out of their way and try to give you advice, what would you do, Alex, if it was your car? And then what we tell you is basically something we don't, we're not emotional about setups. We run Whipples, turbos, centrifugals, ESSs, wish blowers, you name it, whatever the fuck is out there that we think is a good combo, we'll tune it. And we'll give you basically recommendations based on all of that shared experience between five guys or six guys and about three to 400 emails or 500 emails a day, 5 days a week. Okay. So if you're going to go, well, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, or I don't like what they're saying, well, guess what? All that shit is backed up by the data that we have. So let me just give you guys an example that probably doesn't make sense, right? Let's say somebody with a Coyote, a Gen 1 Coyote car, right, says, hey, Alex, I have the opportunity. No, they don't even ask you. And that's the other thing, guys. You guys buy parts without even asking us if we would tune it. You just assume that we're going to be excited. Guys, I love you. There's literally nothing to get excited about anymore. Okay? Nothing. We're not cloud chasers. We don't live on Instagram. We don't live on TikTok. We don't live on anything. We are not going to go out of our way to tune something because it might get us clout. If you're going to race a lot and you're going to log well, sure, we'd love to work with you. Look at the Mike Murillos of the world. Look at the, I forget the, his friend who's a, the one of the MSR racing guys. He has a blue S197, literally the same as Mike Murillo's car, but not the same. Another 10 second S197, Edwin Martinez, that's Oscar Morin's guy. I tune Mike Bravo. Like, I give a fuck about Mike Bravo. Mike Bravo, like, gets me logs. I get him tunes. So it goes from the known guy to the regular puro pinche 956 a la verga cut that puro I've never met. Puro
pinche 956 a la verga
cut. Oh, but Lund only tunes the guys that give a fuck. Really? Mike Bravo is going to give me clout? Stop it. But we tune him and I give a fuck. I think about his car. I want to make sure it's okay. So you buy a setup that I question the setup. So let's say you have a Gen 1 Coyote, and you buy a 4.5 liter Whipple blower on it, and you want to live on pump gas until you can afford a fuel system. What do you think I'm going to tell you? What do you think I'm going to tell you if you're thinking about, no, you already bought it. You have a Gen 1 Mustang. You bought a 4.5 liter Whipple. You have ID 1300s and you're like, I'm just going to stay on this guy on pump gas until I can afford a fuel system. And I go, but wait a minute. You're buying a blower that is 11 to 1200 horsepower capable, but you're going to try to spin the rotors so slow that it only makes 10 PSI on pump gas, which sometimes you can't. Sometimes the biggest Whipple makes 12, 13 PSI. Okay. And I'm going to say, well, why don't we do this, sir? Why don't you just buy a 2.3 liter, a centrifugal, a Whipple 2.9 Gen 3, because the Gen 3 rotor pack is better than the Gen 2, or a Gen 5 front feed. Why don't you do that? Well, the thing is, I already bought it. I'm like, okay, so you already bought a massive Whipple supercharger that you're going to leave on pump gas because eventually you want to set it up a certain way. So I just say, dude, no offense, a 2.3 liter TVS guy is probably going to donkey stomp that 4.5 liter Whipple if you can somehow spin the rotor slow enough to make 10 PSI, because the sheer torque that the little 2.3 makes because of the rotor speed compared to the 4.5 might be advantageous. You're both on pump gas. You're both. And that's what happens all the time. Hey, Alex, I have a 4.5 liter Whipple on pump gas. 10 PSI, and I got beat by a 2.3 liter TVS pump gas car. Why is that? Why is that? So people think it's an apples to apples comparison. People think, well, it's 10 PSI. What does it matter? Well, so I have to now, typically, I shouldn't care. I should go, you know what? Fuck it. Here's a tune. Oh, it blew up? Yeah, that sucks. 4.5 liters is a little too big for that, and you can't spin the rotor slow enough. Or, yeah, it feels really lazy down low because you have a dinner plate for an upper pulley. But I don't get it. Why don't you give me more sauce? You're on pump gas. But I want to build it and make big power. Then you chose the wrong blower, bro. Why didn't you go with a 2.3, live at 650, 10 PSI for 2-4 years, and when you're ready to build it, get the motor and the blower upgrade? Well, I was just trying to kill two birds with one stone. No, you did. You really fucked up. You fucked up on the setup. I've seen guys that go out of their way to make custom stuff, and they already make it. And then they send in the tune order, and we ask about MAF sensor placement. We ask about turbo size. We ask about gear ratio. And we're like, none of that shit's going to work. And they go, but I feel it's going to work. And you're just not working with me because you don't like the setup. No. I'm not, I'm just telling you, this setup is not going to make any power. Now, would you rather me, before tuning you, give you advice as to what's going to happen with your setup so you can potentially prevent embarrassment when your 4.5 liter Whipple Gen 1 gets donkey stomped by a 2.3 TVS and you don't wonder why? Or should I just tune it, shut my mouth, and then when it doesn't perform any better, you're going to have to wonder why? Well, guess what I'm going to start doing now? I'm going to give you some advice, but I'm not going to argue all that much. I'm going to say, hey, man, this setup should be better on this blower or this turbo or this. And if you go, nah, I'm just, okay, here's a tune. And when you get beat, when you get beat, don't ask me why, because I already disclaimed that this setup is not ideal for your shit. But people don't care. Then they go, but wait a minute. I saw a Chevy, a totally different car, a Chevy or a different generation Mustang make the same power, da 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 da. And I'm like, I'm just going to tune it. And if you say, you know what? I'm not happy with the answer you gave me. I'd rather get it tuned somewhere else. Thank you. See you later. Have a great day. I'm probably going to remember your name because I have a nice little notepad, and I'm like, this guy, I remember this day, da 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 da. And then when you come at me 2-3 years down the road, I'm like, hey, what happened? Damn, homie, in high school you was the man, homie. But anyway, that's what happens. And facts is what we deal with here. We have seen every setup. The Torque Storm blower, people are gonna say, what do you think about the Torque Storm blower? And I'm gonna say, at 10 psi, it's no different than the Wish ESS blower, the Vortec, the Paxton, or the Pro Charger, because that is your pump gas limit. But Alex, I feel it should be better. Don't you hear the name? Torque Storm! Relax. It's gonna make the same power curve as every other fucking centrifugal on the planet when it sees 10 PSI, because you can't swing a fuel system and E85 is not available in your area. All right, guys, what do you think? Would you rather just get tuned and tell the tuner to shut the fuck up and just tune it? Just tune it. We've had those shirts potentially made that it's the Nike logo backwards and it says just tune it, because every other day we hear that. Just tune it. Just tune it. Please just. Alex, I don't want to hear your opinion. I don't want to hear your expert opinion about a subject matter you're insanely well versed in. I just want you to tune it because I feel I'm going to blow people's minds on Instagram, TikTok, and Grindr when they see my Torque Storm make exactly the same power as every motherfucking centrifugal on the planet. And your 4.5 liter Whipple at 10 PSI is going to get donkey gapped by a 10 PSI anything else with a smaller blower. Plain and simple. So, we'll see if people learn from their mistakes, because it seems like people are getting more retarded. See, at least you could blame some retardation on COVID. That's over. There is no more lockdown. There is no excuse. There is no more foggy brain from lack of toto. You should kind of be with it by now. And if you still don't know the game by this point and you still think your car is going to win a race based on your emotions, boy, you got it way fucked up, because facts don't give a fuck about feelings, bitcho. Right, let's just make sure I got all the questions. None are paid yet. Good, 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 good. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We got one paid question here. What do we got going on? Nothing. My favorite type of question. Manuel Amador, the lover of Manuel, is giving me $2. Thank you. Advice is priceless. But if they want to be assholes, then send them the warning note and ship the kill tune. Look, I have done that. I have said, fuck it, let me tune it. And then what do I hear? Yo, Alex don't know how to tune nothing. He's just busy doing clout shit on fucking YouTube. He should just stick to working at Lund instead of making videos on YouTube. I make videos on YouTube to educate the retards, and you're probably one of them, motherfucker. Oh my God, you just got a Nike email when you mentioned it, right? Exactly. Monkeypox is next. That shot fucked up some people's brain. You're in a catch-22. Either you tune everything and people get pissed when their shit blows up, or they'll keep being mad you won't tune their suboptimal setup. Suboptimal is one of the funniest ways of putting it. Get those likes up, says EPA. Guys, again, all I ask for is likes. Click the like button. That keeps me motivated. Algorithmically, it shares the shit. I make money. Speaking of that, I have had 4 or 5 people reach out to me about cars that are for sale based on what we mentioned before. And one of them caught my eye and I went, I think I can swing that. So we'll see. We'll see. That's an ongoing situation. We'll see what happens. I feel a torque storm is better than a centrifugal. Gaia told me. Maybe it's an ego thing of having the latest and greatest. I emailed Lund about a year ago how to make 600 on pump gas, and they gave me the parts list. Now I'm just saving up. Right, there you go. That's how you do it, brother. Alex, I want to put an 871 blower out the hood with big bug catcher. Can you tune it? 956 a la verga cut. I hit the like, be like me. What's your advice? But only tell me your advice if it's the same as mine. Big rotors and low boost equals inefficient. No second shift racing. I'm just setting myself up for the future. I'm going to grow with the blower. And then you're on pump gas for 4 years and you are 0-17 in street races. Good topic. So when does the popular Whipple 3.0 become an advantage over the 2650? For most stock motor customers, 10 PSI was lazy. 14 PSI is pretty good, but still kind of feels lazy at 800. Are you talking about the Whipple feeling lazy at 800 cartridge CV or the 2650? Because in my opinion, 2650 rotor pack blows away the Whipple 3.0. In my opinion, the only time Whipple 3.0s are making ridiculous power is when they have this crazy porting they never tell you about. You guys think that the guys out there that order a Whipple 3.0 blower, you think that's the exact same blower and rotors that's in a X275 car that they sponsor? Like, you guys are, if you believe the blower you get, standard port, standard everything, if you think that's the exact same blower that people are putting in their Billy Badass 4 second in the 8th mile setup, boy, I got a bridge to sell your fucking ass. On nitrous, should I be running 14 S's? Non-projected tip? Yes. I mean, projected or non-projected, I don't think it matters. You can even run an NGK 6510. That's an iridium plug, but it depends on how much of a shot. I don't recommend anything more than a 150 on any Coyote. It's just you can't control the puddling that happens in the manifold. I'd rather get a direct port set up at that point, and by that time, you're going to blow your shit up anyway. So I would do a 6510, honestly, if I were you. 95 Cobra R's for sale on Bring a Trailer. 5 days left in the auction. Gen 5 Viper, I wish. Oof, my God. Can't fix stupid. And it's not stupid. It's emotions. Like, everybody wants to go fast a different way. Why do you want to go fast a different way? I want to custom build my turbo. Why? Why don't you just get it off the shelf kit? Well, I want to have the ego, or I want to have the thing. Oh, yeah, I built it myself. Meanwhile, a guy with a Hellion kit with all the back pressure on the planet passes you as his valves are floating, pops into second gear mid-valve flow, and still gaps your shit. And you're like, wait a minute. Why is this? Alex, a car went next to me. I was racing him. He had a Hellion turbo kit in it, and it pops in between shifts. How do I do that? I'm like, simple. Just have a shitload of back pressure, and your shit will pop too. Get a cease and desist from Hellion. But Alex, I feel it's going to work. I've only been following your advice. I made 684 on pump gas. Now I'm sure I make 700 on 85 on a 3.6 pulley. Like, absolutely. All three Whipples are the same as Santa is real. Right. Oh, guys, the same blower that blah, blah, blah races in whatever you can buy. And then you're like, yeah, it doesn't make the power that y'all said it would make. Oh, no, you need the super duper CJ port. You need the super duper eat my asshole from the back CJ port. And you're like, oh, I didn't know I needed the eat my asshole from the back CJ port. I thought it was the same all across the board. No, blower porting is a thing. And race car guys that shift at 9,000 RPMs don't get the same blower and efficiency island or compressor map than a guy that shifts at 7,000 RPMs or 7,500 RPMs. Stop it. Like, how many times have you seen a 2.8 pulleyed 3.0? And same motor, same everything, same cams. One makes 1,100 and it kind of peters out. And then the other one just keeps going to 9,000 RPMs and it makes much more power above like 7,500 RPM. How do you do that? Why do you think they do that? Butthole power. Imagine building a custom turbo kit and you get walked by a peasant on three kit. Not everyone wants to be an American Chopper's fabricator. Just buy something off the shelf that is vetted, which is what they did pretty much. Alex, since I have an MPV2, do I just order a tune or do I have to get an RTD? You can just order a tune. We're not going to send you an HPT file through the email. We're going to send you a file through the app, like the TDN app, the Tune Delivery Network application. And there we can, you know, scramble the tune and protect it because y'all motherfuckers trying to suck that shit off. But if you have an MPVI, you can get a tune from us and it's going to more than likely be through the TDN app to make sure the security is on point. Just register. Upload a stock file to get everything going, and we should be good to go. Hey, Alex, I hope you're doing well. I owned a 17 Performance Package GT. How would you build it in order for it to be a badass street car? I'm talking gapping Hellcats and Trackhawks. A 17 Performance Package GT manual, 373s. A Vortec JTB, like a V7 instead of a V3. A Vortec V7, ID1300s. Twin, like at level 2 4 innovations fuel system, 2 485s, 3.6 pulley or 3.4 pulley. Hell, even a 3.3 pulley is gonna make a shitload of power with that. And that bitch is gonna roll. I mean, axles and drive shaft if you want to, you know, have extra and sticky tires. But again, a Vortec or a Paxton 2200, either or, V7. You could do a V3 self-contained unit, but based on my experience, something happened to the head unit or something is happening that I don't have the boost that I should be having. So it's either a seal failed or whatever. So I'm a little down on the centrifugal setup right now because I never had one issue with my TVS. My TVS 2.3 liter Eaton rotor pack with a VMP case, that bitch just made the same power all the time. Never had any issue. Vortec, all of a sudden, now I'm having issues. Well, what about belt slip? Guys, I didn't have any issues. I put a smaller pulley and it makes the same boost as it did with a 3.6 pulley. So I'm like, something's going on. So yeah, a little centrifugal setup would be badass. With E85 would be badass. Animal Cookies and Valve Float can confirm. Mendoza's Coyote says, ID1050Xs wouldn't be enough for that. When do you recommend upgrading to 1050Xs to 1300s? Anytime you want to be above 850 or so, I would get away from the 1050s and go to the 1300s. $50 here, not a 3-valve, by the way. Did you see? And again, maybe I live rent free inside his head, but I'm not even aware what that kid is doing. I guess the kid that posts a bunch of shit on TikTok and Instadick, he's considering now a Coyote swap. And I'm just like, do you actually make more power with less accessories like AC power steering? Had a Gen 1 Coyote swap 09 with a BMR K member with electric steering, no AC. GT350 manifold, long tubes, blah, da, 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 made 434, 404. Does that sound about right? Yeah, that sounds about right. Guys, this is not a Fox body anymore that has really inefficient, fully dressed setups. Okay, guys out there with AC and all the tensioners, all the fucking idlers on the planet, and that motherfucker's making, you know, 1300, 1200, 1100, 800. People to this day are still saying the following words, and I am blown away by that. Hey, Alex, I might have to send you another log. Oh, yeah, why is that? My air conditioner was left on. And I go, You know the air conditioner turns off at wide open throttle, right? You guys realize since like 1980 something, the AC compressor, if it's on and you floor it, it turns off. Like the compressor, when it's active and actually actively pumping shit around, does not stay running at wide open throttle. It shuts off. So when you guys say, hey, I might need to send you another log because my air compressor was, my AC was on. Your AC was on? Oh, no. So it robbed you of 2.5 horsepower, dickhead? So let's say it was on. Stop it. Can I get a tune that turns off my AC at what? Fuck that. AC delete stuff. I need mine in the desert. Look, over are the days where, look, my GT500, you know why I don't drive it that much? No AC. I'm going to have a tough time telling that car unless the guy's going to use it just for racing. Unless I install the AC in the car. And it ain't that light. Like that car is still, even with all the weight reduction it's got, it's still over 3,400. Okay, so it ain't that light. So might as well just put the AC back on. Mine doesn't. I've trashed like three of them. Yeah, it does. It does. If it's a Coyote, it does. Sorry, it does. Imagine every time you go Watt, you get cold. Compressor clutch, boys. What does that mean? No shit. The pulley has a clutch in it. Yeah, but these guys literally think that it stays running and they go, oh, wait, let me race you again without my AC. Now I'm going to win the race. Oh, no. Oh, so I beat you by a 747, but you want to rerun it with the AC off, clown? Gotcha. That's why you just take your AC out like mine, windows down all summer. Yeah, no way. Summers here are pretty brutal. The Raptor R is finally getting the Predator motor. Yeah, we all talked about that. It's nothing surprising. The Raptor R will get a 5.2. The transmission is going to be the funny one because let's say the transmission is a 10R80, but a good beefed up 10R80 because it's going to be in a heavy truck, right? So let's say the Raptor R comes out. It has a 10R80, and that becomes the equalizer. And then GT500 owners are going to go, wait a minute. That bitch has a 10R80, and it's actually doing pretty good on a roll, and it's beefed up because it has to be beefed up because it's in a heavy truck. The engine makes 760-plus horsepower at the source, and it'll be interesting to see if that 10R80 does perform better than what the DCT would have. Like, why? All the GT500 purists are going to be dumbfounded. The guys that love the DCT, the guys think that the DCT is Billy Badass, are going to be mindfucked if the 10R80 shows up in the Raptor R. They're going to go, wait a minute, it's a Raptor R. Why didn't they put a DCT in it? Isn't the DCT better? That'll be interesting. My old 3-valve had no AC for 5 to 6 solid summers and will never do that again. Fuck that. I need my AC. Is Ford going to call Ben Calmer or Midnight for the beefed up 10R80? Can you time my car to turn off the water pump at Watt? That is going to piss off a lot of GT500 owners. It used to shut off like it was supposed to. First time, it trashed the compressor, figured it was a fluke. Second, third time, I started watching the AC light, and it's AC light. You know the clutch turns off, right? But the AC, I'm going to stop. According to the engine masters, mechanical water pump sucks 4 to 5 horsepower out of it. Stock alternator loaded sucks about 12. Remember that when considering an electric water pump. At Homer's Performance Garage, we have like 3 cars and trucks waiting to get Gen 3 Coyote swaps with 10R80s. People are throwing them in everything now. Worser? Ah, love it. Imagine being such a non-driving motherfucker that you can't even operate the AC clutch properly. I'm sure it'll have a 10R. Don't think the DCT would go good for off-road use. That's what I'm saying. He's watching the light. It done. I'm watching the light. I activated the AC. The light doesn't tell you when the compressor is on and the clutch is active. Like, dude, does he think the AC light shuts off at Watt? Or the clutch allows it to freewheel at Watt?
I'm staring down this this fucking light's on, bro. AC light, right? The AC light. Yo, man, it trashed 3 compressors. How do you know? Because I was looking at the center console, and that shit was still on. So I know it don't shut off the AC at Watt.
The light is still on. I can't imagine the 10R is good for off-road either. He's watching the AC light and not green tree light. We took the AC out because we left it in every race and we lost every race. We left it on in every race and we lost the race. Everyone went from LS to Coyote swaps. Worsest? Is that why every time when I shift the car's AC light turns off and on? Actually, guys, it's like a shift light. Alex, where's the pedal for the AC clutch? Look, I am blown away by that. Like, you guys think I'm kidding. I'm glad that this chat once in a while showcases in a serious manner what we see in the ticket system. Yo, I know the AC don't turn off in my car when I go wide open throttle. You know why? AC lights on, man. What? Lord have mercy. The car next to him is gone because he's watching the light. Could you imagine somebody is sitting there in their driveway and they hear me say, AC shuts off at Watt? And they go Watt in the driveway and they go, yo, he don't know what he's talking about. The AC line is still on. The AC light is still on when I go wide open throttle. He's a liar. Black Magic needs to get the AC slipper clutch. Why haven't they come out with an electric AC compressor yet? I wonder if his light is on. He forgot to mention he totaled the car for not watching the road. All lights turned off. I still shut it off. Old habit. If anyone's selling an unlock N-gauge for Lun, tap in. Might need to. Put electrical tape over it. Elbow cuff. Can you tune my AC compressor to blow harder than Mia Khalifa? Does the F-250 have a beefier 6R80? Genuinely don't know. Nope. The red car I sold had a Gen 2 6R80. No different. When you get a built trans from Power by the Hour, the 6R80 case has like minute differences, but internally it's all the same. Clutches are all the same. It's literally the same. The 10R80, though, I think the 10R80 changes in these heavy-duty trucks, and it is a beefier version. Does anyone know if McLeod makes an upgraded clutch for my AC compressor? Need it to hold better at Watt. Boy, homeboy's getting dragged. Gotta get the big AC tech light and the shift AC tech and shift light. Need to send another log. My AC clutch is slipping. Wow. I love this chat. I love this chat. You guys make my life a lot better. Hey, Alex, can I get a 91 tune and an 85 tune when I order the tune, or do I need to pay again for another tune? Now, built for speed, you have to pay an extra $250 to get ethanol-based fueling dialed in for your car. We always start on pump gas. Now, when people say pump gas, I don't understand why they don't understand what pump gas is. They think, well, you go to a gas station and you pump ethanol in, so that's pump gas. I go, no, that's pump ethanol. Think of it this way, guys. If you go to a racetrack gas station and it's 87 octane, 89, 91, E85, and chocolate milk at the pump, and I say, put pump gas in the car, you're going to grab the 87, 91, and 93. You're not going to grab the chocolate milk and put it in the literal chocolate milk pump. Well, Alex, it's pump gas, and why else would they? I don't know, man. Why would they have chocolate milk at the fucking pump anyway? Because you're... there is non-ethanol fuel. There are pumps here that are hilarious. And you could see the mental gymnastics people are doing. They're utterly confused. There are pumps here that have two handles. One is black. The other one is yellow. And when you pick up the yellow one, 4 selections pop up. It says E15... E30, E50, E85. And people are absolutely dumbfounded as to which button they need to push. They go, which one do I push? I don't get it. The one that says E85. So now they have tried to make your life easy. And the only time you pick up the yellow handle, it's only E85. But then when I see a log And I say, man, this thing's rich. Why did you test the ethanol when you
well, I put the E85 in it.
And it says right on the pump, minimum 55% ethanol. I love it. I love it. I love it. If he pumps and you get hard, you're gay. Nesquik for better mile per gallon. Not all chocolate milk tastes the same. Is it regular chocolate milk or is it soy milk? Chocolate milk did sound good. Hey, Alex, give me that fire chocolate milk tune. E50 in a jug of Boostane equals E85. That math, though. You do 75% with E85 and 25% with E15. E100, boom. Matt 2011 GT. You know where I've heard that? You know where I've heard that?
Put up pinche 956 a la verga.
Urale, Alex. I went to the gas station and I had an idea and I want to run it by you. Well, listen, listen. Hear me out. Hear me out. I get E85 and E15. E100. We are cheating the system. I don't think they figured it out, Alex. If we put an E85 and E15, it's fucking E100, Holmes. Do you know how much butter it's going to make with E100? Hey, do you guys make E52?
Oh my God. Do you guys make E50 tunes? Do you guys make, do you guys make E52? Hey, there's E40 at my gas station. And I want to make sure that you guys do support E40 because I love E40. He has a great album. He's a great artist. And I'm over here and I want to support him. So he's making his own gas. E40. So
tell me when to go. Tell me when to go.
Oh my God. Bro, ethanol absolutely fucked everybody up. Ethanol, but the good thing is it made some stupid ass motherfuckers come out of the bushes, right? Because a lot of you guys followed people. A lot of you guys followed people that you thought were legit. How often did you hear guys on Facebook, TikTok, MySpace, and Grindr say things about their car? And you're like, oh my God, his car is nasty. He must know so much. And then something came out and it absolutely confused them. They were like, wait, what? Really? What? And then you're like, oh, he's a dumbass. Oh, he's stupid. Yeah, absolutely. Quentin said, getting hazed in the gang. The Dance and Rican came out. Remember the colorblind when they go to the pump?
What happens if I mix E85 and E85? That's 170, bitch.
You get E170 if you mix them. Anthony, it'll become FTW purple. Bro, got that quick tune sauce. So I'm happy that E85 at least brought out the stupids because, you know, people with like, Explore STs. You guys are making 50 tunes? No, that's really fucking stupid. But this other company does it. Go get tuned by that other company. Go ahead. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Your RTD and MPVI is not locked to us. You can go wherever the hell you want and do whatever the hell you want. I actually want you to check out what's out there. I need you to check out what's out there. Because how do you... It's almost like when you got a hot ass girlfriend that cooks, cleans, has the WAP, makes 75 to 100, and your stupid ass goes, I think I could do better. This stupid bitch, I don't give a fuck. I think I could do better out there. And you end up with a Becky with a back tattoo and sleeve and fucking dumb tattoos on her shit, face tattoos. And you're like, damn, I think I go back with Bethany, man. She was better. Go for it. Go for it. Alex, does the E85 with Nesquik make more power than the E85 with Ovaltine? I'll take the E65 for 200, Alex. Jeopardy theme. Can I mix baby formula with my E85? Maybe that's what's happening. Do colorblind people have better reading comprehension? I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure people switch to blank and they come back. You can't beat Lund's customer service. Look, I want you to check out what's out there. And I think it's a good exercise. Like if Papi Trump comes back and he gives everybody another stimulus, I want you guys to get tuned by somebody else. Just go ahead, put in a ticket, somewhere else and go, hi, I would like a tune for my 2011 Mustang with a JLT and a LU47s. I want a flex tune and a E85 tune and a E85 cam tune. Oh, by the way, I might upgrade my manifold in a couple months, but for now I want this. And 2 weeks later, you get an email and it's for the wrong shit. Here, tune attached. And you're like, hey, man, it runs like shit. Then you don't get another reply for 2 weeks. And you go, yo, this thing still runs like shit, bro. Then you go, yeah, you fucked something up. Check out your setup. 2 weeks pass again. You are now 3 or 4 weeks into one tune. And then you remember the days where you would email Lund at 8 a.m. And by 9:30, you have your tune. By 11:30, you have your second revision. By 3:30, you are finalized. And you said you had the balls and guts to screenshot something one of the tuners said, post it on anything Coyote Mustang related or Mustang 6G, and go, Lund fucking sucks. They don't get back to me fast enough. Motherfucker, we replied to you 3 times in a day. Actually, we finished your tune in one day. Yeah, fuck them. Go. Please find out what's out there. Go out there, check, go date, go see what's out there, play the field. I want you to do it. I sent you a story on IG for a 350 for sale for 56 for 23,000 miles. I believe it's located close to you. I am not buying a GT350 for over $50,000. It's not happening. A 350 out of all cars, a GT350? Come on. I'm not buying any GT350. Unless it's a ruby red and priced really well. But the problem is I'm always going to be sus about the engine. I don't know about y'all, but BP93 fucking sucks compared to the other gas stations in North Carolina. I get that. Shell and BP generally, because we work in the United States, all of the United States, is pretty good gas. But it also depends on your area. You're right. Look, there's the worst gas on the planet is in Florida, pump gas, and Arizona. North and South Carolina have good pump gas. I don't know why. So does California. So does Michigan. Also, Massachusetts and New York City, or New York State and city, have really shitty pump gas. If we put Turvey's pictures next to a boat on Bumble, would ladies still throw themselves at him? Then bitches be trifling, like have a bad relationship with their father. I had a friend try Bammer tune and got one tune in 2 months. I prefer to save money with Bama free tunes for life. They always come back. The worst gas is Arco. Shell 93 in Canada. Now, is it junk? It's not junk. Look, I love the guys. I respect truck drivers. I respect everything you do. I really think you are the lifeblood of this economy. You don't know shit about gasoline just because you drive the truck and deliver the fuel. Okay? The data tells me that some people say, it's all the same shit, Alex. Alex, it's all the same shit. I delivered a BP to Costco. The blah, 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 blah. Okay. So one day, actually over the course of a week, I did a test. I had my ex-girlfriend's Mustang and I got gas at Costco. And the knock sensors went, fuck your ass. On the same exact tune, I got gas at Shell. Knock sensors were happy, added 2 degrees. And you know where the best gas was? Some Cuban bodega Texaco, for some reason, had awesome, awesome fuel. So if you're a truck driver and you're always saying, they all the same shit, okay, then tell me why the knock sensors are happy with certain fuels and unhappy with other fuels. Stop it. What's up, Alex? Paying up because I was one of the stupids on chocolate milk E85 when you were tuning me. Car feels amazing now, though. I'm not even rushing to boost anymore. I love the channel. Thank you, sir. Look, an E85 NA Mustang is a bunch of fun. Beat the shit out of it. You can fuck her in the ass while you beat up the pussy, and not much is going to happen. I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy. The worst thing that's going to happen is your transmission blows up, right? That's about it. But you're not going to hurt an NA car. You're not really going to hurt an NA car. And that makes it a bunch of fun. Throw it in corners, floor it, do dumb shit, watch shifts, yank. Who cares? Once you go into booze, all that changes. Any stupid customers recently, Alex? I mean, not stupid customers, just stupid questions. That's all. That mom and pop business be having that fire. It depends on how much water in the gas station adds to the tanks. I've seen a gas station called Circle C. It depends on the underground tanks maintenance. True, very true. What gear ratio do you recommend for an E303 cam 302 with a T5? 373 is the go-to gear. I had 430s with a 28-inch tire, and it was badass in my Fox. But you were shifting a lot, and fifth was about 2,800 on the highway at 65. Depending on the gear ratio. But I do 373s or 410s, no more than 410s for a street-friendly setup. He just got Petroconda 94, super clean, blah, blah, in my neighborhood. Do you think, do you think it's to do with how old the gas is? I don't know, but I know one thing. You want to go to a gas station that is busy, and you do not want to fuel or fill up when the tank is being filled up by a tanker. If a truck comes in and he's going to replenish the supply, I wouldn't fill up that day because it churns up a bunch of sediment. And yes, there's filters. I understand that. But trust me, you don't want to go on a day when a tank is being churned up by the tanker. 516s, 456s, world-class T5. Some gas stations add additives to their gas too. Right. Some people don't understand that the gas station, depending on they got V power and all this dumb shit, they can add their own proprietary mix and make the gas better, sweeter, whatever, to get an edge on the competition. It's just how it is, guys. And I've seen some pump gas have the knock sensors add up to 30 degrees of timing. And I go, holy shit, this is some super sweet 93 octane. And I understand you can't test the octane. There is no octane test kit. You can't take a strip and be like, all right, this is 90. This is fresh 93. Fresh 90. Oh, it makes me numb as fuck. It's good 93. You can't do that. There is no test for octane. How much are gas prices currently? 670 here in Cali, 485 for bullshit, and 550 and up for a 93. In Western Canada, most premium does not have ethanol. Due to the gas, doesn't move like a regular 87. Speedway and Sheets are only two gas stations in North Carolina that stay busy. My car had a PO460, but after that, put Sheets 93, code went away. Fucking the ass. AppTap calling you out, JD. My local E85 station sells it from the barrel, Shellgate. There is different formula blend between summer gas and winter gas due to temperature evaporation. Yes, like if you go to Massachusetts, right, and you're starting to get gas at November, yeah, the IAT might make your car feel like it's zippier, but do a data log. Do a data log on your car in the fall. Oh my God, this feels great. It's because it's 40 inlet air temps outside. But then you see what your knock sensors are doing, and they're not necessarily adding up to the cap. They're kind of hovering at -1 or zero. But then in summer, your car doesn't feel as fast, but it's seeing better timing because the fuel is better. Sunoco E85 in Texas can't beat it. You are 100% right. Sunoco E85 in Texas, even Kroger got that good fucking the gas stations. They have E85. Does JD own a gas station? Yes, he does. RVP is different between winter and summer blends. Zach, what's the matter with you? What happened with Zach? What's Zach say? Zach Rogers, Mustang 2021 Cat Delete or Long Tube Catalyst Headers. Love the channel, by the way. Hey, Alex, I'd like to ask you a question. Nothing to do with the EPA or nothing. I follow you all the time. There's not a fucking problem. I always make sure that I catch up on the replays and get the like button. Would you tune a Catalyst setup on a car? Ellis, would you tune a Catalyst setup? Why do you have the microphone in my face? Nothing. Just want to know if you tune a Catalyst setup. I'm taking the cats out of my car. Can you? I would like to exercise my Fifth Amendment privilege. Haven't seen a Sunoco in a while. They're all over the place down here. Yesterday's price ain't today's price, cuz. I mean, yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Yesterday's price is right now. It's not today's price.
That's gas right now.
Yesterday's price. It's not today's price.
Alex, are you willing to tune a Catalyst setup for my F-150 2021 with a... Your Honor, he's guilty. Objection, hearsay, leading, no foundation, lack of foundation. Depp, her trial is very entertaining. It is wonderful. Did you hear the part today that... Of the computer scientist dude that was studying how the hashtags were being used and how much damage and what tweets were using the Amber Turd hashtag. And the lawyer goes, tell me what hashtag, were they using the hashtag Amber Turd? I lost it. I was listening to that. I lost it. Want that last month's gas price, to be honest. Objection hearsay. Damn straight, gas at $5. I'm like, what the fuck was $4.85 like a couple of days ago? Alex, big fan of the show. So do you pay your taxes on time? Alex, I love your show. You're the best. Tell me, have you ever cheated on your girlfriend? The fuck out of here, fucking rat ass, clown ass. Fuck out of here with your bullshit. Amber, hashtag Amber Turd. The Navy base have the best E85 around me, but it's a 45 minute drive. Always test great. Wow. Justice for a positive concept. Justice is a positive concept. Yes. Yes. That computer scientist at the end goes, I always, of course, go for justice. 699 for Shell 91 in my area. Goddamn move. Love the show, Alex. Tell me, what's the get the bitches to? Let's get some Mexican food. Hey, Alex, do you really race in Mexico? Hey, Alex, I noticed that you say you race in Mexico, but that looks like Palm Beach Gardens. Is that true? You sneaky motherfuckers. Hey, Alex, do you have sexual relations with that woman? I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Dude, if you want to see the guy that's full of shit, Clinton explaining what sex is the best thing I've ever heard. They'd be like, Alex, it's between you and me. Right. Yo, you cannot trust anybody in this game. YDBT tuning. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. What you say again? I did not inhale. I'm confused. Lund doesn't tune Catalyst setups. I was about to get Catalyst. Hey, Alex, I'm confused. Lund doesn't tune Catalyst setups? He'd be rolling up like this. He goes, hey, Alex, man. Oh, what's up, man? Oh, no, it's just a necklace. Does Lund tune Catalyst setups? Hey, why do you have a mic in your shit? Well, it's not a mic. It's like Flavor Flav. He's got a big So anyway, I was going to buy Catalyst setups from Corsa. That's on their website, part number 123965-6. Do you tune that? Bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? Bro, what the fuck is wrong with Zach? What the fuck is wrong with Zach?
Get the fuck out of here because I'm gonna fuck you up right now.
You're fed. You're like DJ Vlad. DJ Vlad is one of these guys that interviews rappers, right? And he's like, what's up, man? And they're like, what's up, man? And they're like, so I hear you killed Pookie. You'd be like, what? Yeah, I heard you killed Pookie. Is that true? Fucking feds are on the other side of the door. Like, all we need is the nod. Not Vlad. Tried to send support. I don't see it posting. Just like them asking Clinton if he smoked weed. And his response was, I never inhaled. Zach Rogers has left the chat. Stop it. Then bye. What is going on with homeboy? Amber Heard's attorney is full bolt on any Mustang owner. I love Amber Heard's lawyer. She'll say, let me ask you a question. Did you have a conversation with Johnny about Amber? Objection hearsay. What if any conversations did you have with objection hearsay? Did you talk to anybody about objection hearsay? No, I have no further questions. I'm a stupid bitch. Zach in the sack. Why does the EPA go after the tuners and not crush the tuned cars instead? Because going after the end user is bad. Fire my target. Do you dry fire? Hey, do you dry fire? Oh, oh yeah, what's going on? Oh! My friend. Yeah, this is a... Oh! 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 It's dropped everything. They go after the companies because without the company supporting the customer, nothing happens. you know, you got to make sure that you're ready in case you get caught off guard. You love the guys that have the gun and the knife. They're like, yeah. Fucking clowns. Learn to fight. We already get state reffed in California. Elon Musk donated the lawyers for that stingy bitch. Do you like to get fucked in the ass while you beat up the
I like to fuck him in the ass while he beat up the pussy.
I did that with my first gun. If they only had driver delete tunes. Can someone please explain sound tube deletes to me, please? Sound tube deletes? I mean, it's a stupid sound tube that pumps sound into your car. So it sounds badass. So people delete that to clean up the engine bay. There is sound tube deletes. I can't wait to see how November 2024 is going to look like. Time to move out of Cali. Dry fire. Yeah, Tony, dry fires. Tony definitely dry fires. Hey, Cali, can you turn off my... Hey, Alex, I got a PO420, PO430 for cat inefficiency codes. I need a tune for that. Hey, Alex, I'm going to need a tune for long tube headers. So without cats. So just send me a tune over, fired over. That'll be sick. Fuck out of here. Max Luther is out of the game. He said, do you have any new bitches to talk about? It's out of the game. Watch out. They'll shoot your dog. Right. Sup, Alex. Attending Mustang Week this year. Have you ever been to one? Yes. It's the gayest shit on the planet. Mustang Week is so fucking gay. It makes Bike Week look like full of testosterone. Like, Bike Week is gay, right? That's Mustang Week. Let me coat my tailpipes so I can have pink flames. Fucking queer shit. Fuck Mustang Week. You know what's cool? Flames that are pink. Oh, holy shit, what do? Well, you take this KY jelly that I used to have my boyfriend fuck me in the ass, and it just magically makes the flame pink. Homo. LS Week is also gay. Mustang Weeks just look like crazy burnouts every 20 minutes. Insert GT500 burnout sound clips here. Where is that? Where is that? Let me see. I think it's called Squid. Price is Right, son of a bitch. Squid, here we go. You want to hear Mustang Week? This is Mustang Week. Wait. I'm gonna duplicate Mustang Week. Hold on.
I like to fuck him in the ass while you beat up the pussy. I like to fuck him in the ass while you beat up the pussy.
And we say bye bye.
You're fucking ugly.
And we say bye bye.
Hey, you don't even have to go to Mustang Week now. I have given you an absolute rundown how Mustang Week goes. Piece of shit. Go to Mustang Week, homo. Go ahead. Go to Mustang Week, you stupid ass motherfucker. The Chocolate Fox on Pennsylvania was a cool new school dino competition. What the fuck's he talking about? Don't care. Was that the Raptor R? That baseline got me good. Does the old style rural 2 seat CEL eliminators still work? You fed, you fucking cop. Get out of here, cop. Alex, does the old style rural 2 eliminator still work with the lung tube? Alex, please stop tuning. Please look into DJing. That's how new DJs do it now. New DJs be like, hey, you ready? Yeah, let's ready. They start hitting buttons. Oh, my goodness. You got to love it. You forgot Whipples are screaming men's. Oh, yes. Thank you. Okay, let's show you Mustang Week. So we need, okay, let me see. So I'm going to DJ right now. I'm gonna DJ Alex. Okay, so we got Squid, right? And we got Screaming Man. Where's Screaming Man? Man Scream. So there we go.
I
Mustang Week 2022. Can't wait. Can't wait to go there and see the utter fucking gayness that's gonna happen. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Leave on a high note. As always, leave on a high note. I'll be on tomorrow, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. It's all about having a good time and fucking around. For the feds that are in the chat, nice try. We'll try again tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you guys then. Have a good rest of your Thursday. See you guys later.